My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger. He represents the Tar Heel State's 9th Congressional District, and he joins us today to discuss the vote in the House of Representatives on Friday on the Keep Your Health Care Plan Act, as well as where this whole debate over Obamacare goes from here. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you. Hope you're doing well.
We know that the president a couple of times now has admitted to the fact that his promise throughout the health care debate, and even in the 3.5 years since then, of you, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, turned out not to be true for millions of Americans. And now he is trying to address that, and Congress is trying to address that as well. First of all, do you believe he has the power constitutionally to do that without action from Congress?
Well, I think his whole motivation is clearly disingenuous. He could have stated this a long time ago. But in terms of the legality of it, I think it's very questionable. You know, the bill has been enacted, passed in both houses. Of course, it was a partisan vote. But nonetheless, it has been codified, and it's law of the land. So I think it's very questionable that he has the power to go back in and change it arbitrarily. But he has used his executive authority to the extremes. This would have to go to courts. And that's why, frankly, we went ahead and we passed this in the House by a bipartisan vote. There were 39 Democrats who voted with the bill.
39 Democrats indeed, I believe 261 total, so not quite a veto-proof majority since the president has vowed to veto this. Let's talk a little bit about what's in the bill. Democrats were concerned. They say this was a poison pill designed to undercut all of Obamacare, not just extend the plans that have been canceled, because they say it would allow people who hadn't previously been on plans that are ruled illegal by Obamacare to buy those plans that have been ruled illegal. So what do you say to that?
I think it's frankly fair. It's fair because look at what is being sold. Premiums through Obamacare are going to be much higher, and with coverage not as good. So people don't want the plans. They don't want what's being offered. It's much more expensive. They'd rather go out into the open market like these other individuals who had plans that they had already purchased. So I think it's a matter of fairness to the American people.
Now, after the president's announcement on Thursday, a lot of different folks from inside the insurance industry said, look, we've already reorganized our entire system to comply with this new law, and you're asking us to go back to what's already been thrown in the trash can in a matter of just a few weeks to resurrect all this stuff. The same situation, though, would be facing them if this bill became law, though. So what do you anticipate the response of the industry to be, and how soon do you think they could turn this around and offer those old plans to folks again?
Well, I think it's a tremendous challenge. And, of course, the president has done everything he can to deflect any kind of blame or put blame on the insurance companies. He's pretty proficient in throwing blame to other people. Yes, I think it's an inordinate challenge. I think the companies have made major assessments, but at least in any way possible that these policies can be protected, certainly those, and maybe those that cannot be resurrected. But we ought to give it the free market the chance to prevail. Those folks who had those policies, they bought them because they wanted them. They didn't want a Rolls-Royce plan that required them to buy something that they didn't need. You know, I'm 65 years old. I really don't need maternity coverage. And so the American people have the right to buy what they need.
Congressman, let me ask you a question about today's bill from a different perspective, because what you allow in this bill is for folks to keep the plans that they like for an additional year. Some folks are looking at this and saying, why limit it to a year? If they like the plan, why not keep it as long as it's available to them?
Well, I think, frankly, we're trying to be reasonable. We do feel like that Mr. Obama has bit off something that is going to fail. I think it is a failed business plan. It doesn't have the risk of balance that's needed. The only people who are motivated to buy into Obamacare are those who have a pre-existing condition. Those who do not have that and those who are younger really aren't motivated. So the numbers aren't working. Cigna, Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, it's very clear to the administration already that they're deeply concerned about who is signing up and the capacity for these policies to be adequately funded without enormous increases in premiums that just aren't justifiable.
Congressman, we know that there are a handful of Senate Democrats, one of whom is from your state, who is, I don't know if she'll be behind this particular legislation, but this group of Democrats from Republican-leaning states is certainly in favor of the same thing in principle. What do you expect to happen in the Senate? The Democrats obviously have a 10-seat majority there, so do you expect them to go along with something close to what passed in the House today?
Oh, my goodness, they're running scared. Kay Hagan, welcome to the party, Kay. You could have voiced your concerns. You said the entire Obamacare bill needs to be totally evaluated. Well, that's nice of her to say now. It's clearly headed down the path of not being a policy that's going to provide the right kind of coverage that was intended, or at least what we were told. So, yeah, they're running for cover. These folks are running for re-election, and they're going to say and do whatever needed to be done to try to cover themselves.
What's been the impact in North Carolina? We see these updates from state after state about how many folks signed up on either the state or the federal exchange versus how many individual market policies have been canceled. Has that been quantified for your state, sir?
I haven't seen the current numbers on the people who have signed up, but it's nominal. It's very nominal. I get in every day dozens of people who email us with their cancellations. And I was on the floor yesterday with a lady from Cornelius. She is a nurse, and she also was an insurance agent. And she knows, healthcare. And absolutely just could not believe what she had to pay today. It was multiple times what her policy was that was canceled. And, she was livid about it. So I read the letter on the House floor, but as 40 other members read similar type letters. But this is a real tragedy. These are human lives. These are real people. They need this coverage. It's costing jobs out there. Companies are not hiring. It's a tremendous stress on families and their lives, and it's not right.
Well, the president's vowed to veto it. We don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. It's probably an uphill climb there, but we know from today's House vote, at least, that even the House couldn't override a presidential veto. So if this doesn't become law, what's the next Republican step in this process?
I don't know where that's going to head. We'll have to take that a step at a time. But we're going to fight for the American people. We're going to fight to, frankly, rid ourselves of Obamacare. It's wrong. The policy's wrong. And the more the day that passes, there's more evidence of the disaster that it is. Max Baucus says it's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. And it's not sustainable. So the CBO, the National Budget Office, says that it's financially not sustainable. Premiums in my state are going up 200 to 300%. Companies are not hiring. I met with a number of businesses yesterday that own small franchises, the food industry, the Wendy's and McDonald's, like that. And they are very concerned about the impact of what's going to happen.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
All right, thanks.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Robert Pittenger. He represents the state's 9th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.